This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Everybody, welcome to What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon. Good evening if you're listening to the replay on the 550K Fire, because we run day and night on the mothership, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550K Fire. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd Mitchell is here. We're also on AM 1100 The Flag, 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, KLTC in Dickinson, and KTGO at 1090 on your radio dial up in northwest North Dakota. Glad to have you aboard on the program, Todd. Good morning to you. How are you? Good evening. Good morning. Hello. Hi. Nice to see you.
Good afternoon if you're listening in Dickinson on
KLTC.
So.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
So I first want to institute a new item for the buzzer.
Uh-oh.
At the suggestion of a listener, and then we'll get into some news topics for the day here. That's if I do something well. If I do it not so good, Todd throws a buzzer. So I got a text last night, 6:47 p.m., and this particular individual did not want me to read this on the air, but I'm going to. I think he didn't want me to read it on the air because it's a critique of the show, and that's just fine. I want you to know that when we say, hey, what's on your mind, and we give you the phone numbers and the text numbers and the email and everything else, we mean it. And we're perfectly happy getting things that you don't like, that you'd like to see better. So the texter says, Scott, enjoy your program and listen often. He's got like 50 exclamation points. Very nice. As a member of Toastmasters for many years, we are trained to pick up bridge words. You know what a bridge word is, Todd?
I bet I will after you tell me.
I'm not sure I did until he explained it.
I don't either.
But I guess a bridge word is, all right, I've said what I'm going to say, and now I'm trying to decide what I'm going to say next, and so I say something in between. That's a bridge word.
Well, that's human nature, but okay, a habit that can be improved upon, I suppose.
So the texter goes on to say, you overuse you know. I'm sure you are not aware of it, so hope you're okay with me drawing it to your attention. Don't need to air this, as it's only a suggestion to pause more. Peace be with you, says the listener and texter.
Okay, and your defense, radio people are kind of trained to not have at least pauses that are all that long because we get scared of dead air.
And see, I do tend to pause. And mind you, I'm very often in a different place than Todd, right? So Todd's at the mothership there in Bismarck, and I'm all over, you know, kingdom come, right? And so if I pause, which I tend to do because I'm, you know, I know what I want to say. But I'm not in any rush to say it, and I'm trying to say it at a pace that isn't like, blah, 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 right? So I'll pause. But Todd generally has a heart attack when I pause. So there's that issue.
Told you a billion times not to exaggerate like that.
Yeah. So we don't want that. However, this listener is exactly right. I've heard replays of the program before where I want to cringe. I say, you know, so many times.
Well, Scott.
Oh, now buzz yourself. You got to buzz yourself. Give yourself the buzz. Give yourself the buzz. Yeah.
Wait, that was her comedy, though. That wasn't a real one. But anyway.
Okay. I just didn't see it here, so I was wondering where it was. Sorry, a little inside baseball conversation with the man behind the curtain in there. So, Todd, you're up for that? Anytime you hear Y-O-U? Space K K-N-O-W, then you're going to...
You can say it for demonstrative purposes.
No, I don't want to. Very paranoid now. Want to get it right. So, anything else like that, folks, let us know. Let us know, okay? All right, I have a bunch of stuff to talk about. If you remember, Kevin Cramer yesterday predicted that Heidi Heitkamp would be appointed to the Farm Bill Committee. And that happened. And as he said yesterday, that'd be a good thing. And I think it is a good thing. All of North Dakota's congressional delegation on the Farm Bill Committee? Wow. Now, certainly there were some politics involved in that. But what's interesting about that is that's just how Washington works. When Congressman Cramer was appointed to it, there was a meltdown freakout by the Democratic Party. Saying, oh, this is political, and he's just thrown on there, and he's not on the rule committee. And all. I mean, they went just, you know, really had a meltdown over it. And what is the reaction from the Cramer camp when Heitkamp is on? God, this is good. This is wonderful. Isn't that interesting? That is. Now, the big fight is going to shift to SNAP. And essentially, taxpayer-funded assistance for people in need. The House Republicans have passed a version of the Farm Bill that says, you know, we think that people up to the age of, forget the exact age, I'll find out, but it's I think it's 59. I think it's 49 to 59. People up to the age of 59, if they're able-bodied, they have to work if they want food stamps. If they are in any way unable to work, you know, if there's a disability or something, they're not included in this. This is just for able-bodied people up to 59. You'd get it. Now, the Democratic Party calls that cruel, folks. They call that cruel. This is a fantastic way for us to say, here's the differences in these two parties. So we're going to talk about that. There's a story out of Valley City about a individual who was arrested for DUI, put in jail, was paralyzed in jail, and died the next day. And a hue and cry from the family that he died from injuries from the arrest by the police officers. I want to talk about that, too. Valley News Live, KVLY, affiliate of KFIRE in the West, NBC affiliate, CBS affiliate. Has this story. So we're going to dig into that today for you, too. And we also have a story about genetically modified babies. I'll say it again. Genetically modified babies, a landmark decision out of the UK has recently approved that, believe it or not. And it is setting off alarms with the ethics experts. We're going to talk with one of them on the program today, who will be visiting the University of Mary. So all that to come on What's on Your Mind. In the meantime, you call us at 800-228-0550 with whatever is on your mind. Marion Bismarck, good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to start out lighthearted. You mentioned bridge words. Honestly, we are all guilty of it. But I have noticed, well, over the years, both Barack Obama and Heidi Heitkamp love to use it drives me crazy. And for comparison, listen to when Heidi speaks off the cuff and when she says and listen to Kevin Cramer. No ums.
Interesting.
And
yeah,
then
there's a bumper sticker in there, I think, somewhere.
And then think about the criticism that President Trump gets for repeating himself. If you listen to his speech carefully, you won't hear him say, like, you know, he repeats his last phrase. That's his way of catching up with his thought. You know, there was some criticism from the Democrats saying, oh, he must be losing his mind. He repeats himself. No, that's just his little bridge words.
So I can be forgiven that this is a pretty common thing, it sounds.
Oh, good gosh, yes. But, you know, you fall into patterns, and we're all guilty.
I want to break that pattern. Because I don't know about you, but when I zero in on somebody saying it drives me to distraction. I can't even hear what they're saying.
It is, and person shouldn't hold them, shouldn't be that strict on them for it, because we are all guilty. But compare her speech patterns to Kevin Cramer's. I'm looking forward to debates, because those bridge words are when you're trying to collect your thoughts. And when they debate each other, I'm thinking she's going to be umming quite a bit. Where Cramer, it just seems to come off his tongue so quickly. He knows what he wants to say. It's all there. He doesn't have to search for it.
Well, I think Heidi Heitkamp with the thing, it's working, because she is really able to suppress the liberal Democrat we know she is from her voting record with her rhetoric when she's here. So I guess probably takes a few bridge words. But, Mary, I take your point, and I appreciate your call very much.
All right.
And we'll have more of it after this. What's on your mind?
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA/SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
They are busy at Dak Diesel today, like they are every day, because the word is spreading all across the Northern Plains. The Dak Diesel gets it done right, a leading repair and maintenance shop specializing in diesel vehicles. Semi-trucks, pickup trucks, tractors. You get the long-lasting repair and maintenance services that keep that vehicle running for years. Just think for a minute, when was the last time your vehicle was serviced? You can't remember. bring it to the experts at DAC Diesel. And they're about 3 weeks out right now, so if you call 701-258-5011, you'll get an appointment. 3 weeks, be back at it. 701-258-5011 or online at DACDiesel.com. Okay, I don't often play a entire evening news package, but I want to give you all the context here so you can weigh this. So Valley City man, picked up for DUI. Now the family, through an attorney, is alleging that he was injured, and in turn that caused his death. He evidently had some injuries before. He had a spine that was fused, I guess, and he couldn't turn his neck left or right. That he already had coming into this, and then they're saying it got worse. You're not going to be able to see the dash cam video, but I'll tell you about that as we go. But I don't know. This is a story by Valley News Live. I understand why it's a story. I would imagine the dash cam video and the concerns from the attorney are worthy of folks. What do you think? What do you think? When I see these, I do not automatically knee-jerk go to those terrible cops. I can't believe they did that to this guy. My gosh. I just don't. And a fair amount of people are. And it's sad. A man's dead. A Valley City man is dead as a result of this. But listen to this and tell me who you think is right.
This is exclusive dash cam video from Valley City. It shows a 74-year-old man being arrested by police on DUI charges. Hours after being arrested, that Valley City man was found paralyzed in his jail cell.
A few days later, he was dead, and neither the arresting officers nor the jail are taking responsibility. And the family of Warren Lindvold wants justice. Valley News Team's Veronica Marshall investigates his death.
It started off as a routine traffic stop.
Hey, you can go and stand your vehicle.
He's a danger to the community. And even more than that, he was a danger to himself. So law enforcement had an obligation to the citizens of Valley City to take him into custody.
Okay, do you have an ID on you?
Yep. What do you want?
He is compliant. He is cooperative. He's clearly a 72-year-old man who has some physical problems.
But after he was found paralyzed in his cell, even an emergency surgery couldn't save Warren Lindvold's life.
The preliminary autopsy shows that the cause of death was cervical fracture. From watching the video, likely caused by the physical force applied to Mr. Lindvold by the officers.
In this dash cam footage, you can see the officer pin Lindvold's arms behind his back.
Come on, get up. Oh! Get up, Warren.
Christ!
You can hear Lindvold cry out in pain and talk about his medical condition, which leaves him unable to turn his head because his spine is fused.
My wrists are so hard that, oof, Jesus Christ, they hurt.
Oh!
And at the police station, you can see officers drag Lindvold, leading attorneys to blame the officers and others for Lindvold's death.
The video is horrific because when you watch this video, you know that a number of hours later, Warren is discovered paralyzed on the cell of his jail cell with a fractured neck. And that these injuries occurred as a result of the treatment he received by the Valley City Police Department and or the Barnes County Sheriff.
But the city says the officers did nothing wrong.
There certainly is no internal affairs investigation taking place because there's no officer misconduct.
Who or what do you think is responsible for Mr. Lindvold's death?
I have absolutely no way of answering that question. I have no idea. I have no way of knowing.
A tragic death that has Lindvold's family searching for answers and justice.
Warren's family is primarily interested in making sure that this never happens again. That if someone is having a medical issue, they are treated appropriately.
Veronica Marshall, Valley News Live.
We reached out to the Barnes County State's Attorney, and in a statement, he said, at this time, there is no evidence that Mr. Lindvold suffered any injuries at the jail.
All right, so there is the story from Valley News Live, which is KVLY KX4. What do you think? Who do you No, well, from what you've learned from this, do you think is to blame here? It's sad, once again, that a 74-year-old man is dead. That's sad. There's no doubt about that. And I can understand the family would be grieving and want to try and get some answers here. No doubt about it. On the other hand, obviously, if this man is driving under the influence, you risk being pulled over, arrested, and being put into handcuffs. That just happens. Now, I don't know, law enforcement folks in our audience, maybe you can explain to me how you go about determining whether anybody has a medical issue, quote-unquote, that would require you to treat them a little bit differently. I don't know, how is the officer supposed to know that? If somebody says ouch when the hands go behind the back, I'd say ouch too. So I don't think that's unique to him. But is this too harsh? If you don't drink and drive, you don't have anything to worry about in the way of being arrested and injuries that sadly lead to your death. So the decision to drink and drive is the original culprit. Now, that being said, that doesn't mean anytime anybody has something wrong, they're fair game for whatever. But the only thing that looked a little suspicious to me in the dash cam video that you didn't see is the arrest itself at the vehicle seemed pretty straightforward. They seemed to know this guy and try to direct him where to go. When they got into the police garage, I assume to the sheriff's office garage or law enforcement center, to get the individual to from the vehicle to the jail area, it looked like he was not being cooperative and they were almost literally having to drag him. And I don't know what his blood alcohol content level is, but I imagine that's not completely uncommon either. So law enforcement tends to get blamed in sort of a knee-jerk first reaction fashion. I don't like that. I really don't. They're not beyond criticism, they're not beyond mistakes. And when they do, they ought to be held accountable. But I didn't hear anything in that that makes me think that the attorney that's representing the family, saying Valley City Police Department, Barnes County Sheriff's Office, the jail, they're guilty, they're culpable, they're wow. I don't know how you draw that conclusion. You tell me what you think at 800-228-0550, toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com to email or text us. For Todd, 226-8503, or me, 367-2054.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. I want to save you up to $2,000 on anything in the store. Just use the promo code ACE. Tell them Scott sent you at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And you get the wellness bonus. Wellness in a sauna, wellness in a hot tub, right?
That's right. You might think I'm a little crazy, but all I'm doing with this hot tub and sauna thing for you is allowing you to live longer. The wellness benefits that you get from both of them, a lot are similar, but your blood flows better. Your body responds better. Do you know in hot water, you recover 25 times faster than you do on dry land? We were made of water. We're meant to be in it, and a lot of good things happen when you sit in 101 degree water for 20 minutes a day.
The sauna, what's that study again?
The sauna, University of Finland just completed a 20-year study with 2,000 participants. Men who sit in a sauna four times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer's and dementia by 66%, and Mayo Clinic's all over this.
Buy one. Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Save big. Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump thanking the North Korean leader in a tweet for sending what are believed to be the remains of 55 U.S. soldiers killed during the Korean War back to the United States. Vice President Mike Pence was on hand when they arrived in Hawaii yesterday.
there is a promise, sometimes spoken, often not spoken, that we leave no man behind. And that's what great nations do. Today, what the American people saw, and frankly the world saw, was the United States of America saying that we will keep that promise, even nearly seven decades later.
TSA officials are considering no more passenger screenings at over 150 small and medium-sized U.S. airports. CNN obtaining documents saying that the government plans on using the money that would be saved to improve security at larger airports. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Back on What's on Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour. A word for our friends at Piper's, Kevin Piper and the entire team at Piper's. They really do some good work. Steve Link, Bob Piper, Annie Murnick, Jim Asabi, Dave Keller, John Stober, Dwight Hofflin, as well as whom I forget, Steve Dolan, I guess, is in Moorhead. And they've got folks all over. Corey Longnecker in beautiful New Rockford, and Alan Butts in Bismarck, and Lindsey Brown in Mayville, and down in South Dakota, you got Kristen Gill, and you get the idea. I could go on and on and on. Larry O'Callaghan is in Moorhead as well, and Jim Anker up in Lakota, and Ken Schneider in Linton, and Darren Peterson in Steele. See what I started here? By talking to all these folks, Jim Lackaduck and mine, Allie Paulson and Bowman, Glenwood, Minnesota, right there on beautiful Lake Minnewaska, Jeremy Jorgensen, Brian Gills, the livestock manager. So they got a great team at Piper's. They'll take care of you. And if you go to Piper's.com, you can get a good lineup on the auctions. I just noticed that they have a lot of the machine equipment auctions planned for September. The Turnus Antique and Collectible Farm Auction in Shields, North Dakota, is coming up September 5th. September 21st is the Fall 2018 Western Dakota Machinery Auction in Bowman. The Haug Retirement Farm Machinery Auction in Carson, 10 a.m. on the 25th of September. And then we get into October, the first one, the Schweitzer Retirement Farm Auction in Halliday, North Dakota. Sentinel Butte is on the calendar. Always things happening in consignment auctions at Steel, North Dakota, and the Auction Center of America. Call them for a catalog, 877-700-4099. And, of course, known for land auctions, but also a lot of folks are seeing Piper's get them top dollar for the equipment auctions. So call them, 877-700-4099. Some comments from our conversation related to this Valley City DUI arrest, and here's this comment that came in during the break.
I think you're correct. The thing is, it's just plain tragic and sad. But you're dealing with a couple of different things here that no one's really addressed. You're looking at officer conduct, which really wasn't a misconduct, but their treatment in humanity and of a human has probably going to have some guidelines because they did not deal with that well. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Agree or disagree there. Todd, you have one that came in as well. Go ahead and roll out.
Yeah, I'm just sitting in Valley City. This guy was DUI. So, first of all, these DUI things for the cops must just turn them on. That's ridiculous already. The people that they need to get, they don't. This guy's 74 years old. Chances are he stops at the same bar every night or every day. They drive the same road home. Probably has never hurt nobody. I don't know this, but they probably could have left the man alone. He'd have been home, done this thing he's done for 74 years. But maybe not that guy. No, these cops are ridiculous. They just get this big old Pentagon to get people, arrested people. They can't leave people alone. They're obviously people that need to be picked up for DUI. But a lot of them that they do pick up, I've been picked up for too. 2 miles from my house after having a couple of beers with a friend. Why don't we shut down all the bars? Why don't we shut down all the liquor stores if that's a problem? You know, it's a legal thing to do. And to have a few and drive, I can have a few and drive all day long and never have a problem. Because I only have a couple. And my tolerance is high enough to handle a couple. I don't know, maybe we should go a little different on this. I don't know how we go, but it's ridiculous. I've been arrested for it. The cops get stupid. Really stupid. Thanks. Bye.
855-200-1776. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to leave a message. Just push extension one and you can leave us a message. To call us live on the air, 258-0550. It is not legal, and I know he knows this and said as much, it's not legal to drive under the influence. So when you say the cops are out looking for it, I mean, you don't drive under the influence. You don't have more than you should. To get your blood alcohol level there, you have nothing to worry about. I don't understand how you can be critical of law enforcement. And the line about, well, he probably drives the same way home, goes the same bar, everything else. He's driving under the influence. And somebody should put out his blood alcohol level. Another listener said, I've seen everything on this and never once mentioned his blood alcohol level. Well, what is it? We got to know that. Texter says, it sounds to me like the man was resisting the officers when they got him to the station. What are the officers supposed to do? Don't disagree. Another says, as someone that has recently had spinal fusion, if I would ever be in this situation, I would certainly let the officer know immediately about my medical condition. It's a very sad situation, and I'm sure the officer was following protocol, but it is something that should be addressed. The caller isn't correct, says another listener. Going to let him drink, get drunk, and look the other way? Why arrest for DUI? Oh, he hasn't mean to hurt anyone? Does it all the time, etc.? The guy had a problem. Another says, sounds like he was more cooperative before getting injured than after. Was too much force used at the car? If he was cooperative at the time, there should be an investigation every time a man or woman dies in police custody. And I don't disagree there. I think, you know, get rule this out. I do think the Valley City folks were quick to say, well, and there's no investigation because nothing was wrong. Evidently, they knew this individual. Evidently, you know, this person had a problem. Doesn't make it, you know, okay that he died. But, you know, maybe that's what makes him a little flippant about this. Another says, driving under the influence doesn't deserve the death penalty. He wasn't paralyzed before he got arrested. The jail and sheriffs are responsible while he's in custody. He's 74 years old. If he hasn't resisted, they could always handcuff him in the front. To be truthful, says another, drinking and driving was the trigger for the sad situation, says Rick. That's sort of where I'm at with it. I mean, you got to go back to the root cause. I don't disagree. Pete in Moorhead, what is your take on this? You're next on What's on Your Mind.
I guess the way I look at it is you guys are in the business of selling advertising, so you look the other way when it comes from driving under the influence of a smartphone. I work the fast food drive-through window, and it's the deadliest place in the whole world. A drunk has nothing on a smartphone user, believe me. If you took every person with a magic wand and turned them into a drunk that was using a smartphone, the streets would be more safe. And these DUI laws have ruined so many people's lives in this whole across this nation. It's a money-making machine for the city council, for the lawyers, the bar association. People's lives have been destroyed with these hellacious penalties on these DUI laws. Back in the 70s, we never had a problem, pal.
We had 40 kegs out at Lake Ida. People drove home. We never had a problem. But all of a sudden, in the early 1980s, they started making money off of this. And this drunk driver has been turned into this monster. A smartphone user kills more people every day. No problem. Thanks for taking my call.
Interesting take. I don't agree with it, but I hear your concern when you talk about lives being ruined from DUI laws. I instantly think of the lives that have been ruined from drunk drivers. Right? We had a young family from Fargo hit by a drunk driver who was coming the wrong way out of the Crystal Springs rest stop. Remember that? Not far from Jamestown. Mom, dad, daughter, unborn child. Four souls as a result of a drunken driver. If he's coming from your kegger, you're saying, he's fine. Bit of a stretch for me, without question there. My goodness, we got text on this one. The reporter said there is no investigation since he didn't die before arriving at the jail. Before, not at. I don't remember that, but I'll take your word for that. I do know, even though I broke the law, a million or two would make me feel a lot better. Well, he won't get the money, but maybe some family members, I guess are trying for it. The attorney's pushing. Texter says the cops don't make the laws. We pay them to enforce the laws. It's their job. More than likely, it wasn't the police officer that caused his death. It was the excitement of all the action going on that probably caused him to have a heart failure. I think the last caller has a problem. Maybe he should lose his drinking privileges. I do not tolerate drinking and driving. I don't know many people who do. Texter says, are you lining your pockets from the left again? Todd, did the checks come from the left? Todd and I trade off. He gets them 1 week. I get them the next on the on
the checks. Is that how that works? Okay.
Yeah,
when it's there, I go to the store and spend it. That's all I know.
At the top of it, it says the left. So we know that it's from the left. But this texter is accusing us of lining our pockets from the left again. Shame on you for hyping liberal media's attack on our law enforcement. Shame on you. Actually, I'm asking our listeners what they think here. It isn't highlighting any of it. And I am siding with law enforcement because the person broke the law. We know that. Ed and Dickinson, what's on your mind?
Hi, I'm a retired firefighter. I have put the fire out after a DUI illegal alien killed a mother and father in or mother and daughter fire. I've worked on several people because of people that were DUI and they walked away. And my daughter's husband killed a lady doing 85 miles an hour because he was high. So I have a major problem with DUI. I'm sorry the guy's died. I'm 71, so I have some feelings there about being old and infirm. But if you're drinking and driving, sorry, find a brick wall and drive through it. I don't care. I'm done.
Yeah, it's hard to have complaints about, family obviously is distraught, and I empathize for him, and it's sad this guy is dead, but the decision to drive drunk is the root cause of why he ended up in the situation he did. That's what I think is being lost here. Ed, appreciate the stories that you're sharing there. Thank you. Putting it all into context. Interesting conversation. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first. and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Being equipped for tomorrow starts today. Buy now to save on the New Holland equipment you need from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. You can take advantage of 0% financing plus cashback options on select New Holland tractors, hay, and harvesting equipment. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to see how much you can save. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Glory, quiet, proud. Jim the Flagpole Guy is here. You can find him online at ndflagpoleguy.com. Love our conversations with him on this program. Inspires me every week. I hope he does you as well. Jim, how are we doing today?
Oh, Scott, very well. I get a real kick out of what I do, you know. A lot of people go to work and they enjoy their job. I just love my job, and I love the people. I love the spirit of America, and that's because there's heroes all around us. And today's hero is a man who lived selflessly, and that selflessness is on full display even after his passing at the Daneville Cemetery. Northwestern Genora, Dick Johnson's legacy lives on, as his widow and his son Jason Johnson continue to preserve the cemetery. What a beautiful setting. Scott, this Dick, he preserved the Daneville Cemetery for like 35 years, and you can really tell that it's just so nice. And with all the rain, it's just totally as it perfect as it can be. It's got a beautiful fence around it. Well, Dick passed a couple years ago, and his legacy lives on through his son Jason and his wife Faye, as they erected a monument for Dick's service of 35 years of taking care of the cemetery, and they installed a flagpole. And, you know, to be around the people who install flagpoles in honor of other people, there's a spirit that we all connect with, and it's, if there's anything really been great in your heart, you can, it's like that, you know, it's like that for me all the time. And I'm just so happy to be part of this, Scott. This is an awesome time where America is waking up, and we've been told so much that there's so much wrong, but when you look around, there's so much right. And people installing the flagpoles, displaying the American colors is, for me, better than anything I've ever done in my life.
We flipped the calendar to August now, and we set a goal at the beginning of the year to say 100 flagpoles would go in this year. How are we doing on that goal?
Scott, you know, I probably should be more accountable to everybody and let them know. I really don't know how many to put in. That's what I'm doing this last next couple days is organizing myself. I've been on the road 6 to 7 days a week installing flagpoles, and I just ordered another 13, and I think it's got to be up over 60 now for sure.
That's a great sign. You're too busy to count. I love it. So, folks, help us get over that 100. ndflagpoleguy.com or call Jim. You will not find a better flagpole. All American made. The flags, the poles, the works. It is top shelf. It really is. 701-571-FLAG for your home or business. And maybe chat with some neighbors, see what some other folks want to put one up, and then give them a call and say, hey, I got a half a dozen here for you. Let's go. ndflagpoleguy.com or 571-FLAG. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Scott. I'm asking everybody, go on Facebook, ndflagpoleguy.com, to view the cemetery and all of Jason and Faye's and Dick's hard work. Thank you. God bless you. God bless America.
Thank you, and thanks for highlighting that too. You know, I was up at Battleview and that area not long ago, and my wife's grandparents had a farm there, and there's a couple of churches so well maintained with the cemetery and everything else, and that takes a lot of hard work by a lot of folks. So glad you know those people deserve a shout out for that quiet work that they do. Thanks for the time, Jim. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Scott. Have a good.
You too. Let's go to Columbus. Speaking of Battleview, that's not far away. Michelle, what's on your mind?
Yes, I would just like to mention that the requirements for holding a driver's license, your testing to get one in the first place, are just almost compared. I watched a fellow get his pilot's license here. Get so that you have to, let's say, know the difference between a steering wheel and a doorknob. the testing should be elevated, I would say, by about 90% from where it's at for your ability to handle a car. It's just really, really too loose. I mean, we're passing out driver's licenses to virtually anybody, and it shouldn't be that way.
Well, thank you for the call, Michelle. Thanks so much. Appreciate you calling. 800-228-0555. Well, let me get a few more texts in on this topic. Missed the topic of discussion. What's this about? Law enforcement officers in Valley City being accused by the family of a 74-year-old man who is Warren Linville, I believe is how you pronounce his last name. And he was driving under the influence and was arrested and had already a pre-existing condition with a spinal fusion where he couldn't move his head left or right. Ended up, by the time he got to the jail cell that night, paralyzed and died a few days later after surgery. So that's we were just asking who you thought was right. The reporter said there's no investigation since he didn't die before arriving at the jail. I read that already. The footage show him appearing to not cooperate at the jail. He was in such pain he couldn't get up with his arms wrenched behind his back. Yeah, it was hard to see what the reason for that was. The problem with officers showing leniency is that if the offender is let go and goes on and kills someone, some scumbag lawyer would then hold the officer responsible. Our officers are in no-win situation. Maybe a simpler way of getting to the heart of those two callers that sounded off a little. The blood alcohol level has changed over the years. There are many people that could have been drinking the same amount for the past 40 years. More on this coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with 2 kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny 2-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.